it's Podville.
The time has come, the walrus said. Listen to Podville. I'm your host, Corbin.
And I'm your hostess, Julie.
We are in love.
Shrug. Yeah.
Audible shrug.
This week on Podville, we just had an anniversary, and we're going to talk about it. And we'll play a song that is part of our engagement.
Oh.
Welcome to Podville, everybody.
Yeah.
Welcome, citizens of Podville.
Yeah. Has anyone put in the proper paperwork to become real citizens?
No, but I'm allowing for some administrative lag.
Cool.
If you don't know what we're talking about, go back two episodes to episode 14. And in the outro, you will find a hidden message that will lead you on a wonderful journey of becoming a citizen of Podville. I am your Minister of Secrets.
Oh, of my. Podville.
Julie and I are co-mayors, and I am also the law, but Julie's above the law, so she's a little bit higher up than me, and I also am now the Minister of Secrets.
Well, I want another cool-sounding job.
There's lots of hats to be worn, since people are not joining Podville in droves yet.
Maybe I'll be Minister of Hats.
Yeah, you can wear lots of hats. All right, well, people, get on it. We have lots of other ministries to assign. So,
oh, so they're becoming citizens and we're putting them right to work.
Oh, yeah, yeah, they're getting it on the ground level.
Cool.
So get on that, folks.
Yesterday was our Lukey's birthday. He graduated from being too cute to three cute. It was a toss-up on what cake he was going to have, because he could not decide on if he wanted another bus cake like last year or a sad face cake of his own design.
He was very adamant the past week or so that he wanted a sad face cake and was telling everybody.
It's true. But when it came down to game time, it was a bus cake. I offered to draw a sad face on it, but then he wanted a happy face on it. So that's what I did.
Yeah. And it's not like he wanted a sad face because he was sad. He just thought it was really funny, the idea of having a sad face cake.
And it was.
Any other business to attend to before we just get into it? Just get right into it. I'm punching my fist and I wonder how much that slapping sound is getting picked up in the mic.
Probably more than you would like.
All right, here we go. This is some grade A Foley work coming at you. So you can use that if you need to do like a fight scene and someone gets smacked. So there you go.
You have nice big hands to make that sound real good.
I have big meaty palms. Julie, what's tomorrow?
Oh, it's just a very special day.
The specialist of days. And the specialist today is...
May Day! No, May Day, a.k.a. May 1st, a.k.a. our wedding anniversary, a.k.a. the most special day of the year.
And we will have been wedded in marriage. I don't know what that voice was. For 9 years.
Mm-hmm.
That's longer than all 8-year-olds have been alive in the whole world.
That's true.
That's fun.
We've done a lot of things in 9 years.
Yeah. Made three and...
almost a half.
Three and almost a half kids.
Mm-hmm. Moved around. Gotten some degrees.
We've lived in three apartments. Because we've lived in three cities, and we hate moving, and we'll never move within a city.
We've received some educational degrees.
We've received some educational materials to peruse.
Well, that's true, too.
Yeah. We collectively have received 5 degrees since we've been married.
I'm doing the mental math. Math was not one of my degrees.
It was one of mine.
Yeah.
So trust me, believe me.
All right, fine.
Because, wait, you just have one, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I have four.
Well, aren't you so cool?
No, you're so cool for staying with me while I got four degrees.
If I hadn't been here with you, making you, sure you stayed alive, I think you might not have had all those degrees.
Yes. But I'm alive, and we're together, and we have 4 degrees of separation between us. We're slowly making our way back to each other. Happy anniversary.
Oh boy, that sounded really romantic.
It's the most romantic thing I could think of. So, did we do anything special for our anniversary yet?
Yes, we did. As our listeners may already remember. Do you remember already?
Quick, remember. Do you remember already? How quick is it? Have you pulled it into your RAM from your hard drive?
RAM is memory. IT crowd, anyone?
That's for all our IT crowd heads out there.
That's my Podville recommends for this week.
Sure.
It is good. Anyways, we went to a Snow Patrol concert last Friday.
We did. And Snow Patrol is the first band that we ever went to see together. The first concert, I believe, that you ever went to.
That's correct.
We went way back in the day, before we were married.
Before we were engaged.
Before we were alive? No, that doesn't work. That'd have been so spooky, though.
Why would that be spooky?
It's like a reverse ghost.
I never thought about it.
Well, there's some food for thought. But we went and had a great time at a concert and just snuggled and listened to music and sang along and had a great time.
Oh, and you bought me a delicious burger.
I did.
And
I made you go on a walk all the way from where we parked to where the music was.
But it was good for me.
And your pregnant body said, why?
My pregnant body said that the whole time, because there was just open standing room only, really. And so we were just standing for like hours on end.
So many hours of standing.
My body just isn't used to it.
We were up at the front so that we could see them close up. And then we were back at the back so that we could have eardrums that survived. And so that the bass frequencies didn't blow our pants off.
Oh my gosh. I felt that rumbling in my chest cavity before from bass, but I could feel it in my face. Like, I could feel it in my leg hairs, I'm pretty sure. It was wild.
Yeah, it's like, this is either very loud or I'm getting superpowers right now. I can feel the sound.
Well, you can feel sound.
That's how it works. Yep, and I'm sure all those real low frequencies were getting there in your womb, rearranging our baby, doing real great things.
I did worry about that a few times. I'm like, how is this going to affect this growing child? I hope not negatively.
Couldn't imagine, like, some parents hear the advice to play Mozart so that your baby can listen to it and have, like, the little belly headphones. And, like, some parents just, like, cranking it up and just, like, just liquefying the baby.
Oh, gosh.
With Mozart. That's like a evil supervillain plot.
Liquefying babies?
To melt all the babies.
Oh, boy. That is pretty evil.
Let's stop that villain. Oh, no. That villain was something I just thought of. I'm the villain.
Is that like you smelt it, you dealt it? You thought of it, you must become it.
If you thought the crime, you do the time.
I'm thinking like all horror novelists are just...
going straight to heck.
Well, probably.
Oh, boy. Well, while we were there, we recorded a little Parents on the Street of us waiting for the first thing to happen. And we'll listen to it right now.
All right, Julie, where are we right now?
We're at the Snow Patrol concert.
And the music's going to start any minute. Oh, there's cheering. There's humans on the stage.
Oh my gosh, I'm so excited.
It's just the opening band. Calm down.
I can't. I'm just going to get more and more excited until I explode.
Cool. Well, stick around for that.
I will.
Update. She didn't explode.
But it was very exciting.
Yeah. And the opening band did a real good job and just like really just started off strong. Like it started off with just a guy and his piano. Just a boy. Just a boy and his piano.
He really was just a boy.
Ryan McMullen, I think.
Maybe his name.
And just went out and sat down at the piano. I'm like, oh, is this the musician or is this like a stagehand just checking things out? And he sat down and just like started blasting like on the piano, just like going for it and like singing his heart out. Mm-hmm. And it was real good. And then he just like chugging away, and then eventually a drummer came out, kind of stumbling out with a drink in his hand, and then sat down.
Stumbling out.
He was like climbing behind the drums, and so it was a little bit awkward.
Okay. Awkwardly climbing through everything to get to the drum set.
Just allow me to paint my picture with words. Even if it's inaccurate. But then he sat down and busted out some nice mallets. And was doing lots of cymbal rolls and just doing some really dramatic swells and whatnot. For a while, I was like, oh, wow, this is like a really full sound on this piano. He must be like really hitting those low keys. And then he switched over to an acoustic guitar, and it was still hitting that like really low bass frequency. I'm like, oh, they have a backing track. There is keyboards and bass going on here.
You are such a sound nerd, because I didn't notice one bit.
Well, I needed to know where all the sounds were coming from. This is something that I have thought about a lot, like how to get as full a sound as possible with as few people as possible.
Mm-hmm.
I've definitely fantasized about getting the little organ foot pedals to do bass stuff with my feet while I'm playing guitar singing. And
you have fantasized about that?
Who knows? Maybe it's still in my future.
Well, maybe once we move into a bigger place.
Maybe. Then I'll have room for my organ pedals. But no, and I've seen like different groups use that to different extents, and it's just really interesting, like different ways to try and fill that out. And then once you're like, oh, we're just gonna play to a backing track, then it's like, okay, fine. It's it was enjoyable, and I don't disapprove, but it's just a different
beast. Don't know, it sounds like maybe you disapprove.
No, I don't disapprove of using the backing track. I just am very impressed by people who can make a full sound with few people by doing little tricks. And so it's not that I am actively disappointed. I just had that lack of awe.
You seemed to complain about it a bit.
I just that commented night. On it. It was mostly just me working through my feelings.
Your emotions.
I have deep feelings about it.
And I was just listening and enjoying it and saying, ooh, this is loud for my little ears.
And our baby's little tiny ears. How big are the baby's ears?
Well, the baby's as big as a bell pepper, so just imagine little tiny ears on a bell pepper.
It's either cute or creepy.
There might not even be outer ears yet. Maybe little ear flaps.
Little earbuds.
Yeah.
That will soon sprout into ear flowers.
Aww. Springtime.
Wouldn't that be weird if all earbuds, when you had used them long enough, eventually sprouted into ear flowers. How cool would that be to have earbuds that had like little like flowers on the outside? That'd be cute. I bet that's the thing that exists like in Japan.
And if not, trademark it now.
TM.
Anyways, the second band was We Are Scientists.
We are scientists. Bum, 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 bum,
but you
bum,
know what?
Bum.
I have a sneaking suspicion that none of them were actually scientists.
I don't know. We took a lot of good hard looks at their lead singer, guitar player, and came up with lots of feelings about his hairstyle.
Yeah, you. I was facing you, which was facing away from the stage when they came out, and you were like, "Wow, look at that guy's hair!" And I turned around, and I just saw a person with their back to me, and they just had gray hair, and I was like, oh, "Okay, it's just an old person." But then he turned around, and he was a young person.
Surprise!
And his hair.
And there was more going on in the front.
Yeah, that's true. And his hair reminded me of Jay Leno hair.
Yes.
Like Jay Leno on vacation, where it's floppy and fun.
Yes. Jay Leno when he lets his hair down. Is that your Jay Leno impression? It's not bad.
No, come on. But he. Had a very interesting style of rocking out on his guitar during musical breaks.
Yeah, he would just go crazy. It was very loud. It's just so loud. But the way he was like really going for it, and just like
the movement of his body was the word that came to my mind was gratuitous. It was a lot.
Just whipping around all over the stage, and then I. Made the connection that I'm like, he is playing the guitar like Marty McFly. Just going to town and just being real over the top. He never got down on the ground and did the little inchworm. I was waiting for it, but it never happened.
Well, I wouldn't have been able to see it. So there you go.
And also, since then, I've gone back and listened to a few of their songs. And they sound very different on the recording.
And you and me had a huge argument over the drummer.
Oh, yes.
Because
it almost ended our 9 years of marriage.
Because I believe that it was the same drummer from the first guy. And he was just helping out, saying, hey, we're on this tour together. I'll just drum for you a little bit. But you do not share that view.
Well, I had two pieces of evidence to back me up. One is that there was two different drum sets. So he played one drum set, and then when they were done, they cleared it off, and then there was another drum set. And if it was the same drummer, he would have just used the same drum set. Second piece of evidence, it was a different guy. They just both happened to have beards and long hair.
They both had chin-length, curly hair. Mm-hmm. And by they both, I mean he, the one.
He, the one drummer. The one true drummer. One drummer to rule them all.
And we still haven't looked up the name of that guy from We Are Scientists.
We haven't, but I also don't necessarily know. I think the first guy was just a singer-songwriter, so I don't think his drummer
would be I remember him introducing his drummer's name. And it's like Hammy Hamilton or something like that.
That's true. Hammy Flamboyant or something. Definitely Hammy, though.
Yeah.
Hammy Hambone Trombone.
Should we get to the bottom of this right now?
Let's do a Google. Sing a Googling song.
Oh, Google, you know lots of answers. So give us the answer to this question and save our marriage from total destruction over a drummer who may or may not be another drummer.
Oh, Google, save us. Come to the rescue.
Are you done?
No, I got distracted thinking of lyrics.
Well, quit. Okay,
so I have Googled We Are Scientists. It has a list of members. It has like five members listed.
What?
Which there is three guys there. This maybe includes past members. None of them are named Hammy. We got Keith Murray, Chris Kane, Andy Burrows, Michael Tapper, Keith Carney.
Two Keiths?
Yeah.
That's suspicious. Hmm. What? Maybe one of them is Keith, quote, Hammy Hamilton.
Maybe, but it's not. It's just a different guy. Because the first drummer had red hair. The second drummer had brown hair. Which, to be fair, could have dyed it in between sets. So.
I'm done with your flippant ways.
My flippant ways of being absolutely correct.
Fine. Google didn't save our marriage after all.
Google, you were the last chance. Well, I guess we'll just have to pack things up. Didn't quite make it 9 years. One day shy.
No, that would be too inconvenient for me. Let's just stay married.
Okay, cool. A marriage of convenience.
Those make for the best romance books, though.
Oh, goodness. Hey, I have an idea. Let's talk about Snow Patrol, who we actually went to go see. I mean, we had a great time with all the other side adventures.
Snow Patrol's great. They walked onto the stage and immediately my heart fluttered and I said, oh, this is going to be so incredible.
Oh, Gary Lightbody, sing to me.
He is such a weird looking man.
He is.
But I love him.
But he also was having a great time. He was just like smiling mm-hmm. the whole time and having a great time, which I feel like was not the case the last time we saw them. It was long, long ago.
And we were very far away from the stage.
It's true. We were very close this time, as per your request.
Yeah. Muscled my way in.
Yeah.
Shoved my belly right in there. Said, I'm pregnant. Get out of my way.
Just nuzzled that belly just right in between people until they're like, this is weird. And they moved apart. Did I say nuzzled? Nestled? Nuzzled?
Noozled it right in.
If you nuzzle with a pregnant belly, it's called nuzzling.
So remember that, everyone.
Yep, remember that when it comes up in your life.
I was a little nervous that they were going to play a lot of songs that I didn't know very well, but they ended up playing a lot of songs I did know very well and a few songs I kind of knew and enjoyed. And I think there was just one song I didn't recognize.
Yeah. I wonder, because they played one song off their earliest album that's like a real album. That I'm like, oh, I recognize this song, but like couldn't actually sing along. They played a bunch mm-hmm. of stuff off of the two albums that are nearest and dearest to our hearts, which is Eyes Open and 100 million thousand bajillion suns. Whatever.
Correct. Absolutely correct.
Those are the ones that are deep into our heart bones. And then they played, I think, just one song off their album after that, Fallen Empires, which we don't know very well. And then we did, in preparation, listen to their most recent album.
Mm-hmm.
And it had like 10 actual songs. I had a bunch of like alternate versions.
So many alternate versions. But, and I said, why are you doing this? Just make the best version and give it to me and I'll listen to it.
But out of those 10 songs, 4 were real good.
Yeah.
And that's pretty good. It's a pretty good ratio. And they played most of those best ones. Mm-hmm. Or the ones that they played off the new album. So that was good.
Mm-hmm. And they had great graphics being projected behind them.
Oh, yeah.
Like, there's one song from their new album that I liked, but also has a bad word in it, in the chorus. And I didn't like that. But the...
is it, just say heck? Just say everything is going to heck.
Are you done?
Yeah.
But the video they had playing behind it was so cool. It was like just Earth from space.
Yes.
And like going around the Earth, and you could see it at nighttime, like all the clusters of lights, and you could see lightning happening in clouds.
Yeah, I don't know how much of this is just like footage from a satellite and how much is like
real, legit,
punched up with effects.
Mm-hmm.
But it was very cool. It was very planet Earth esque.
Mm-hmm.
But mm-hmm. instead it's like planet Earth from the outside.
Planet Earth space edition.
Heck yes. Except for, I think maybe if you did a lot of recording out in space, you maybe would not call the project Planet Earth.
That's why it's a joke. It's a hilarious joke I made.
You made a hilarious joke of me.
So that made up for the bad words in the chorus.
All the great lightning flashes and visuals just completely made you forget about the bad words.
Mm-hmm.
So, kids, if you're listening to music with bad words, just watch something really cool while you're listening. And
I'll balance out.
Same time.
Mm-hmm. Their bassist plays the bass with his opposite hand.
Yeah, and he played a sweet Rickenbacker. That was a word, a real word.
Which is a kind of a bass.
Yeah.
I thought you were going to say he played like a sweet like bass line.
A sweet Rickenbacker riff.
And I feel like when we saw him many years ago, he had long hair, and this time he had short hair and looked great.
Mm-hmm. He kept looking at some people in the crowd and smiling at them. I don't know.
And they were probably swooning because he's very good looking.
Oh. Were you swooning?
No, he never looked at me.
Okay. I mean, you got Gary up there singing his heart out. Got to have some eye candy, too. We love you, Gary. If you're listening to this and you want to come on the podcast, you are welcome anytime. And you are welcome to submit a musicale selection for us to play as well.
That would be so excellent.
Yeah, that'd be really on brand for our little family podcast.
Do the one with the F-bomb in the chorus.
Yeah. We'll bleep it out with our kids saying something that is not an F-bomb.
Would it have to start with the letter F?
Yes.
Hmm.
What word would you give our children to say to bleep out an F-bomb?
I don't know. All I could think about is that one comedian talking about replacing those words on like TV versions of movies with like, forget you. Forget you. It's a lot of forgetting going on. What word would it be?
Would it be a real word or a nonsense word? Flarp.
Sounds pretty good.
I don't know. There's other like vulgar but less sweary words like fart. Especially because that lyric would then be, why does farting. Life have to be so farting hard?
Oh, yeah. Now I'm going to say that.
Boom. Fixed it. I punched up this jam.
Is that your Podville recommends for this week?
Sure. Punch up the jam. That's a podcast. Also has lots of swear words in it, though. Cool. Well, we went on a date, and it was great.
Mm-hmm.
All right, how many epaulettes would you give this Snow Patrol concert?
What the heck is an epaulette?
It's like things on uniform that show rank.
Like stripes and things?
Uh-huh. Or is it, maybe it's the like the things that go on the little flappy bits? No. What are epaulettes? It's something with uniforms that will show rank. And so, because of the Snow Patrol, patrols have uniforms. And we're going to say how many epaulettes it deserves.
All of them, naturally.
Yeah, correct.
What's the highest rank a band can have?
Ambassador to space.
Mm.
Space ambassador. So, we are submitting Snow Patrol as our recommendation for space ambassadors.
All right.
Well, it's actually like probably not too far of a stretch that there's a lot of talk of like SETI and like the people who are like scanning the universe to see if there's intelligent life and thinking of what we're going to send out to be our first kind of introduction to aliens and like what music we're gonna send to play that aliens can listen to and be like, hey, this is a This bops. This is nice. This song really slaps. These are words that I've heard, but I don't use them.
This is a farting good song.
So farting good. Count on Textron for perfect precision. There are shorts and there are Textron shorts. And what a difference. Textron shorts are tailored with Textron's unique precision from fiber to finish. Textron shorts have the famous parachute seat. Twice as many stitches, fuller seams. Finest sanforized cottons for long life rayons. Sizes 30 to 44. See Textron's handsome collection of shorts. $150 and $2. Pajamas, $5.50 to $10. At leading stores throughout the country. And this has a strong visual element. And here you go.
All right. What do I see?
What do you see?
What am I looking at? Two men wearing their, quote, shorts, which are boxer shorts.
Oh, yeah.
Standing on a flying unicorn?
Yes.
One's got a ball. He's ready to play. One is holding the reins. They don't look effective. And then they're looking at some lady centaurs also flying, dancing with ribbons, having a great time. They're like, hey, come party with us on our unicorn.
They're like, nay, come party with us. Trying to like bridge the language barrier.
Very good. And then on the bottom of the page, there's just two dudes wearing their pajamas juggling.
Yep. So these are the things that you two can do if you wear Textron shorts. Holy cow. Try and say Textron.
Textron.
That's not a word that should exist.
That's one that should be locked away in a textbook somewhere where you don't have to say it out loud.
Seriously. But, yep. For all your boxer shorts, pajamas, and LSD-induced fever dream needs. It's a beautiful unicorn. It's got little bows.
It's very old-fashioned.
Not it's an like old-fashioned unicorn.
Not like these newfangled unicorns where they're all pastels.
Yeah, just a horse with a horn on its face. Boom, unicorn. It also is flying through the air. Also, the reins that he's holding, like it's like a straight line. It looks like a pool cue from his hand into the unicorn's mouth. And the way that he's leaning back makes it look like he's water skiing. Just water skiing on the back of this flying unicorn.
If I were going to stand on a flying unicorn, I probably would not use that stance.
Yep. You probably also wouldn't be wearing just boxer shorts.
Debatable.
Yeah. Depends on the company. All right, since this has kind of turned out to be just an anniversary special of our anniversary, it's only fitting that our musicale selection is a song that is particularly meaningful for our anniversary.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know what song I'm talking about?
I know what song you're talking about. Are you asking our listeners as well?
Because they can't answer. I've been doing this long enough to know. This is a one-way street. But do you want to tell them about it, Julie?
So, when we were dating, I was so in love with you.
Back then.
And so I wrote you a poem. And honestly, I can't even remember what it said.
A lot of it was the lyrics of the song.
Oh, well, that's great.
Yeah.
So then I gave you this poem because I'm so romantic. And then you are so romantic that you took that poem and made it into this beautiful song that you wrote for me. And then you performed this song for me on the night that you proposed.
Yeah. A performance and a proposal.
I know you want to join those two words together. I don't think it's going to go well for you.
A Performspool. It's German. It's fine. Anyway, so I took that poem that you wrote that was outlining a lot of inside jokes and memories from our first almost year of knowing each other. Mm-hmm. And put it to music. Now it's a song. And one that since that time has been rearranged many times. And now there's a part for you to sing on it too, which for some reason you didn't jump in when I was singing it to you for the first time. That's weird.
I was mostly confused the first time you performed it for me because you
That's
were...
how most people feel when I'm performing for them. It's just lots of confusion.
No, it's because you were deathly ill.
I did have swine flu and strep throat at the time.
And you'd spent the whole day laying on your couch and I had to care for you like the invalid you were. And then you went and got your guitar and sang me this beautiful song that you'd written. And I was like, why didn't you just wait until you felt better to sing me this song?
And the reason was is that I had gotten you a ring the day before and it was burning a hole in my pocket.
You got to give it to me.
I needed to use it. And then I did. Because it's use it or lose it. And we didn't lose it.
Mm-mm.
And so, here is that song. It's called Through Closed Eyes.
Last November, I'd have never dreamed of the importance this last year would bring. It's like I always knew I wanted to sing, and I finally learned the song. There were bathroom stalls and a stalling car. The moonlight told me how beautiful you are. And before we hit the double bar, I began to hum along. Away. I dream of firelight dancing across your face and the warmth of your embrace. These two beats pulse and drumming crescendo when I see your face and I know I'm home. Just let your tears fall down on that engaging smile. Let your dreams come true, feeling the most smiled the way shining when I look at you, and all I think is that you're so lovely. 'Cause baby, you are so lovely. Through closed eyes, I see your glowing outline, and it feels so right to not say goodbye when I say goodnight. Through closed eyes, I see your glowing outline, and it feels so right to not say goodbye when I say goodnight.
You, me, I, we have done it again.
Wow, that was aggressive.
Yeah, it was. Come at me.
Don't challenge me on that.
Yeah, maybe that's just going to be how it is from now on. All right? All right?
I hope not. Yikes. Yeah, great episode. Good work.
Yes, good fun. Hope you guys enjoyed it. I hope you enjoyed that musicale selection that you just heard. I definitely know what it is. I've definitely already recorded it / written it / it's a thing that exists.
And we listened to it, and now we're recording again.
Yep. That's how we do this. we do the, there is no editing here. You just run it top to bottom. It's a tight show.
Oof. If only. Should we recap our Podville recommends?
Yes. Yeah, we had our Podville recommends just sprinkled throughout the business. What was yours, Julie?
Mine was the show The IT Crowd, which is a British show about IT guys. And it's really, really funny.
It is really funny. It's short-lived, as they tend to be. BBC show.
Oh, wow. That's frightening to watch.
BBC shows. So there's not a whole ton of episodes. I think there's like 3 seasons.
Uh-huh.
They are.
But you know what? 3 seasons was probably enough.
It's true. But it really is great.
Mm-hmm.
So check it out. Yeah, I think they did. They tried to bring it over to the U.S. And do a little copsy wopsy, like they did with The Office, but it did not take.
Mm-mm.
But it's probably a good thing that it didn't take, because the guy who was cast as the lead nerd guy was Joel McHale. But this was right before he started Community, and I much would rather him having Community be a thing than trying to remake The IT Crowd, like, word for word, very strangely.
Yeah. Community, also a very funny show.
Boom. 2 recommends from one lady. And my Podville recommends was sprinkled through the business as well, was for Punch Up the Jam. And that's a show where they take a song each week and they kind of dissect it and talk about it and just kind of joke about it. And then at the end, they have their punched up version where they either change the lyrics or they change the music. And the goal is to be funny, and it usually is.
Cool.
But they do lots of swears, so. Podville. No, words.
Podville asterisk.
Podville asterisk. No, it's rated PG. Podville guidance recommended. And the guidance is, don't listen with kids.
Would non-music nerds like this podcast?
Yes. I think so. I don't know. I won't speak for people who are not my people. I won't put words in their mouths. I won't put musical words in their dirty, dirty, non-musical mouths.
Oh my gosh. Anyway,
check those out. Hit us up on all the social medias. We're at Podville. And that is PAUDEVILLE, or vaudeville, with a P instead of a V.
Yeah. Easy as Vi.
It's good. It gets better every time. And if you want to be inducted as a citizen of Podville so that you can receive your ministry assignment, send us a message on the internet, and you have to say,
hey.
And then we'll say,
yo.
And that's how you'll know you'll be inducted. And then the paperwork will come to you to get you sworn in to your office. You'll swear to defend and uphold the Podvillian quintillion. That was done. That was all the words I'm going to say.
Oh my gosh. Anyways.
So we'll see you out there on the wild interwebs. Are you ready for me to stop talking?
Yes. Always. Yes, please stop.
I'm farting ready for you to stop talking. Stop farting talking.